Time to talk business with Christopher Arntz.
Hi, Steve.
Christopher is the Sacramento Business Journal's managing editor for digital news. We talk about business stories on Fridays. Local soccer fans have plenty to cheer about after the commissioner of Major League Soccer recently visited the city and had good things to say about the city's expansion bid. And supporters of that bid released new info this week about a proposed soccer stadium in the downtown rail yard.
We learned that developers submitted a formal proposal for the stadium earlier this month. And, you know, that's a pretty big step on the road to actually building the facility. It'll have seating to channel more fan noise toward the field. It'll have about 65,000 square feet of restaurant and bar space and enough capacity for 20,000 fans. We also learned the stadium will host concerts and special events, although there won't be any parking.
Well, how's that going to work with no parking?
That is a great question. There might be valet bike parking, although that's not a sure thing. There is a light rail stop planned for 7th Street to the west of the proposed stadium site. There will also be an undetermined number of off-site parking spaces. So for now, it seems like the developers are trying to promote smarter and more sustainable transportation options around the stadium. But if you're driving from Roseville or the foothills, it might make things a bit tricky.
Sacramento has seen a lot of new startups recently with some interesting business ideas. One of those companies wants to change the way people share rides. Don't Uber and Lyft already do that?
For short trips, this new company, which is called OpenRide, wants to change how people carpool on longer trips to places like Portland or Los Angeles. The website works a lot like a co-op or a college ride board by matching people who need rides with drivers who are already making the trip. So, you know, it works less like Uber, which lets drivers earn money like traditional cab drivers, and more like Airbnb, which lets homeowners earn revenue by letting travelers rent their empty rooms, except in this case, we're talking about empty seats.
Another local startup also involves cars, but this company doesn't deliver people.
Nug Run is a company in Sacramento that started offering cannabis subscription service in a monthly box.
Well, is this sort of like that beauty sample subscription service called Birchbox?
It's the same kind of upscale approach, except with cannabis instead of lotion or hair care products. For about $65 a month, subscribers get a box with a variety of items, including small chunks of marijuana and flavored cannabis edibles. Unlike Birchbox, the company can't send products through the mail because cannabis is still technically illegal.
Seems like there's been a wave of major stores closing locations in Sacramento lately.
Yeah, this week Sports Chalet announced it was closing, which means three of the company's Sacramento area stores will be shutting down. Kohl's, Hancock Fabrics, Orchard Supply Hardware, Kmart, and Macy's have all closed or announced they're closing at least one local store. There's also Sports Authority, which hasn't announced any local closures yet, but it's definitely in financial trouble. We also learned that Sears is cutting its space at three local stores in half and leasing that space out.
So are these closures part of some larger trend in the retail industry?
For the most part, yes. Larger retail stores, and by larger, I mean stores located in physically larger spaces, are struggling. You definitely can't understate the impact of online shopping, especially for clothing retailers. They've really been unable to keep up with the quote-unquote fast fashion merchandisers like H&M and Zara that sell flashier yet cheaper products. And, you know, also a company like Sports Chalet used to be a destination for one specific type of product. But once huge competitors like Target and Amazon started selling specialty items like athletic equipment in this case, it made it tougher for those specialty retailers to keep up.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Christopher Arntz with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.